Random House Audio presents Blue-Eyed Devil by Robert B. Parker. This is Titus Welliver. Chapter 1. Law enforcement in Appaloosa had once been Virgil Cole and me. Now there were a chief of police and 12 policemen. Our third day back in town, the chief invited us to the office for a talk. He was tall and very fat in a derby hat and a dark suit, with a star on his vest and a big black-handled Colt and a huckleberry inside his coat. Standing silently around the room were four of his police officers, dressed in white shirts and dark pants, each with a Colt on his hip. The chief gestured for us to sit. Virgil sat. I leaned my shotgun on the wall by the door and sat beside him. "Heard about both of you," he said. "Heard about that thing, too. What's it fire, a grape shot?" "It's an 8-gauge," I said. "Good for grouse." "For fucking hippopotamuses," the chief said. "Them, too," I said. "Name's Amos Calico," he said. "Thought we should have a chit-chat." Virgil nodded. "You're Virgil Cole," Calico said. "I am," Virgil said. "Big fella here with the 8-gauge is Everett Hitch." "I know who he is," Calico said. Virgil nodded again. "What I hear about you is mostly good," Calico said. Virgil looked at me. "Mostly," he said. "Probably meant all," I said. Calico paid no attention. He took a cigar from a box on his desk, didn't offer us one, trimmed it and lit it, and got it burning right. The four policemen stood silently watching us. "I know your reputation, Cole," he said. "And I know that you ran the town before I got here, and I want you both to understand."